USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden visited the Uvalde school where a murderer killed 19 children and two teachers, and the Justice Department said it will review law enforcement's response to the attack. This as Democrats and Republicans continue to discuss new legislation to prevent such attacks from happening. New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker gets candid about his expectations regarding the discussions.
Well, whatever we can get done, if it saves a life, it's worth doing. And so my colleagues who are entering the bipartisan talks, I fully support that. But I'm under no illusion that we're going to do the things that need to be done, that the majority of Americans overwhelmingly support, Republican and Democrat, that can create significant safety.
That audio courtesy of NBC's Meet the Press. California Governor Gavin Newsom testing positive for COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Memorial Day weekend gas prices are at a 10-year high. The national average is now $4.60 a gallon, the highest price in the United States in 10 years. The increasing cost of gas isn't stopping drivers from hitting the road, and AAA predicts over 35 million people will travel by car this weekend. That marks a 5% increase from last year. Regarding high gas prices, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz believes the administration is happy to see them.
The Biden administration is slow walking permits at every stage. This is deliberate. It's not an accident.
Pope Francis is preparing to name nearly 24 new cardinals. In his announcement Sunday, the Pope saying he's going to appoint 21 cardinals in August. Of that number, 16 will be eligible to vote for the Pope's successor. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Congressman Dan Crenshaw is saying no to a red flag law.
What you're essentially trying to do with the red flag law is enforce the law before the law has been broken. Now, that's a really difficult thing to do.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, the Texas Republican wasn't supportive of the legislation at a state or national level. Such laws would prevent the purchase or remove guns from anyone deemed to be a threat to themselves or others. The WNBA Players Union is continuing to take steps to free a player from Russia.
The WNBA Players Union called on President Biden to use all available resources to free Brittany Griner from Russian detention. The center for the Phoenix Mercury was in the country to play with the Russian Premier League. She has been detained by the Kremlin for 100 days so far for possession of vape cartridges that contain hashish oil. The detainment began shortly after the start of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Griner's detention was extended again this month. Russia has barred the U.S. Embassy from visiting her multiple times. The Players Union has called on fellow athletes to sign petitions and speak out about Griner's detention and on the public to urge the Biden administration to take action. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Agatha is expected to make landfall along the southern coast of Mexico on Monday. Forecasters expecting Agatha to make landfall with winds topping 100 miles an hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.